Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's word. Our gracious Lord, we thank you for the light and the life that you give us in Jesus. We thank you that just as he has died for our sins, he also lives for our righteousness, that we are clothed with his righteousness, and therefore we do not earn our way into your favour. But having said that, we are equipped with all that we need to live that righteousness out in this world that is so full of darkness. So we pray that you will help us to shine your light in our world today. Amen. We're going to read from 1 John chapter 2 and verses 7 to 10. Sorry, 7 to 11. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there is nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them. Well, I don't know if you know what a hallmark is. Maybe you have an item of silver or gold. And maybe it's an antique, maybe it's a family heirloom that's been passed down to you. And maybe you know that somewhere on that item, if it's really silver or really gold, there will be a mark. In fact, a series of marks which will indicate A, where it was made, B, how pure it is, and C, it will authenticate the fact that it is really made out of silver or gold. Hallmarks date back to the medieval times when it was policy, particularly with silver, to mix other metals in with the silver to protect it against tarnishing. But obviously unscrupulous merchants could actually mix in more than they were intended to, use less silver, and then therefore can con people to paying more than they should do. And so they began this series of methods run by a guild in London to actually mark each item to indicate whether it's authentic and whether its purity is high or low. Well, why am I telling you that? Well, because in the early 70s, Francis Schaeffer, who began the Le Brie Fellowship, wrote a book called The Hallmark of the Christian. And he was talking about love, the love of one Christian for another. And we see that John, in his letters, equally as in his gospel, is actually intent on telling us that love is the hallmark of the Christian. He harks back to those last words of Jesus on the night before he was crucified, when he said to his disciples, "I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. By this, all men will know you are my disciples." Hence, the hallmark of a Christian, the proof, the indication to the world that this is really a Christian, is the fact that they love other believers in Christ like Jesus loved them. In our day, and particularly at this time, we are seeing some believers wondering whether they ought to, or whether they really could get away with not going back to church. Online fellowship is so much easier. You can hear the preaching of the word. You can hear worship songs. You can join in, if you like, with singing those worship songs as you listen to them played. So what's the point in meeting bodily with other believers? It's all so much of an effort, isn't it? And after all, many of them are quite awkward people and difficult to get along with. And there may be some who are listening to this today who have had unfortunate experiences of church in their past, experiences which have left them hurt and hurting. And I sympathise with that. I don't want to gloss over those deep pains caused by those who really should have known better because they claim to be followers of Christ. Nevertheless, the Word of God says to you, you need to learn how to love other Christians. Indeed, it says you need other Christians in your life and to be meeting with them in person in order to do so. How do you love somebody if you're never with them? I read just a comment this morning that said, well, some people are saying you don't need to go to church to be a Christian. And that is true. Salvation is not something that is earned by going to church, and you can be saved by believing the gospel without necessarily attending a church. But he goes on to say, well, you can be married without ever going home, but you will certainly find that if you never go home, you won't be married for very long, or your marriage will suffer in a really quite severe way. And so it is that when we come to Christ, we are born into this family of believers. We are made one with them. We are united with them. We need each other to edify and exhort one another, to grow in him. And none of us will reach heaven without the rest of the church. So here is God's word to us today, just in the words of John. If you claim to walk in the light, if you claim to be a Christian, but you have no time for your brother or sister in Christ, your claim is suspect. You cannot love God and hate your brother or your sister. You cannot love Jesus and not love his people. You need other Christians around you, and you need to be sorting out how you can demonstrate your love for them and experience their love for you. So anyone who hates a brother or sister, our verses tell us, is in darkness, walks around in darkness. This outward display, this activity, this behavior of being in a church and being a part of it and actually living as a part of it is essential to actually what you are as a believer in Christ. You need the church, and the church needs you. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given this joy to us of belonging to one another in Christ. We thank you that the work that the Spirit does in our hearts is to sow abroad love for other believers. And we ask that you grow that in us this day. We pray that we might be looking for opportunities to demonstrate our love for one another and to experience their love for us, so that we might glorify Jesus in all he came to show us. In his name we pray. Amen.